Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey folks, it's time for In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar, reminding you and myself, because sometimes I need a little reminder, especially lately. Oh my goodness. There are certain many incredible things. So cool right here in Mississippi. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out more. Okay, today we're going to do a little trivia question. Everybody get your, you know, get your thinking caps on. Actually, they're questions. Who actually ran in the real Cannonball Run? Almost breaking the record. Ran Car and Driver magazine. Crossed the Atlantic 156 times. Raced in the Orient Express in a Bentley. Driven two times around the perimeter of this beautiful country of ours, and has been to all 50 states, etc., etc., and recently was on my Delta brother Paul Gallo show. Who, you ask? Well, it's my guest today in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, someone I am so thrilled about sharing this show with today. Welcome in William Jeans. Hello, William.
Hello, Steve. How are you, sir? What a wonderful introduction.
I'm just, you know, as I started to sort of read about you, and understand, I feel like that the Renaissance man, the most interesting man ever, that guy's got nothing on you, on the Dos Equis commercial.
I have been lucky to do a lot of crazy things and a lot of good things.
Well, we're going to celebrate a lot of that right now, and I hope that a Mississippi Minute can contain both of us. But take me back growing up. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Corinth. Moved to Jackson to start the seventh grade, and went through all the way through college in Jackson at Central High School and Millsaps College.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so you know that I have eaten quite a few questionable, I may add, slug burgers. I just want you to know that.
Well, I'll tell you, this is how old I am, Steve, but before I left Corinth, I gave, was 1949, and I had never heard of a slug burger, and then until they started doing some promotion with the civic organizations up there, it was a big mystery to me.
My brother.
There are people who swear by them. There are people who swear at them.
Yeah, my brother Joe comes on the bus, on our tour bus, the first time we played the Slug Burger Festival, which, and he goes, "You've got to try this." Now, you got to realize my brother Joe, you know, he's the guy in the family that loves to eat anything. He tries anything. And my kids are like that. But
hey, good for him.
I am not that way. And he goes, "Well," I go, "Well, what is it?" He goes, "Well, it's a Slug Burger, and it's famous here in Corinth." And I said, "Well, first of all, the first part of the name, I'm bothered by it immediately. And shut my door and lock the door to the back and never come back here ever again. And I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me to eat a mushroom, which I don't like." So he goes, "You have to trust me. You have to trust me." And he's a lot bigger than I am. So anyway, I said, "Oh, this is pretty good." But he goes, "Well, you have to order a beef burger if you're in Corinth," because he tells me the history. And anyway, it's in my song One Mississippi Now. It's such a vivid memory in my mind, that moment when he was either going to say, "You're going to eat this or else, I'm your big brother." Anyway, it was good, and I have a lot of fun with it and all that. So all my our friends in Corinth, we love you, and thank you for the memory. I'm all in. Okay, so let's get to it. You grow up in Jackson then. You go to Millsaps, incredible, incredible school. Obviously, you're one of the smarter ones. And you know, Millsaps is known for incredible academic curriculum.
See, this is why it's so difficult to read a resume, Steve. I've graduated as I was the all men's average. If scholarship it could have been wealth, I'd be the poorest man in Mississippi.
You've met your match, by the way, on today's show.
Wonderful.
The worst pre-med student in the history of Delta State. I can promise you that. Hey, so backups a little bit. So then you grow up there, you go to Millsap. So take me on this kid that's growing up that's in front of him is this incredible adventure. And then take me to Car and Driver magazine, which to me was a staple at my house. I can promise you that.
Well, when I graduated from Millsaps, I worked. Our family business was heavy-duty diesel engines, not equipment, just Detroit diesel engines. And I had worked in that business since I was 15. And it was natural to go to work for my dad, and I worked in the oil patch as a, traveling salesman. And it just didn't really like it. I like the people, but I'm sitting there saying, I don't know that I want to do this the rest of my life. And, of course, in those days, you had the draft hovering over everybody. Mm. And I decided, because of a couple of fraternity brothers who had gone into the Navy, I went to Navy OCS, which had the effect of broadening my horizons a great deal. I'd seen the real ocean maybe once in my life, and I think I was four.
Mm, yeah.
So I went to the Navy. I stayed there 43 months, I think. And that just awakened a lot of desires to see more, I guess, because I came home and it didn't last long in the family business, and was able to move to New York, and where I sort of always wanted to be. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Because of my experience, I was able to go to work for General Motors overseas. And that, having a terribly short attention span, led me to move to Nassau in the Bahamas to work with the small Detroit diesel distributor down there. And I stayed there 2 years and figured out I was going to, turn out to be a beach bum who couldn't sing or do anything else useful, and I came back and worked in the family business, and that lasted this time about 4 years, and about that time I left for good and moved to New York.
Well, I think about this. There's a New York minute and there's a Mississippi minute, but the bottom line is when you got a taste of sort of going, there was probably something adventurous in you that you couldn't sit still, I guess, right? You needed a little
absolutely. I mean, yeah. I probably wouldn't have used the word adventurous, but I probably should have, but I wouldn't. I just love seeing new things and new people and going new places.
We're talking to William Jeans. William, I compare a lot of my life to this. I'm going to break it down. You're growing up, and you're at a crawfish bowl, which we had a lot of, right? When I was growing up as a kid. And, I got okay at sucking the heads or whatever and just fighting for that little piece of nugget, right? Well, then I ended up in Boston and then into Maine, and I had some friends that go, hey, we're having a big lobster bowl. So I look at this thing, and I'm going like, this is how, until one's sitting in front of you, I started to go, what on earth have we been putting ourselves through?
It kind of puts crawfish on the trailer, doesn't it?
It does. And I was really, first of all, very upset, and I felt cheated, and my fingertips, they felt very tired, thinking about how tired they had, and how much work you had to put in to get the amount of lobster. So anyway, I became a big fan of that. And now when I do lobster bowls here, the key is getting to know people that will send you stuff. Like you have them backstage at the Boston Garden, and then it buys you 10 years of free lobster on your wife's birthday. I'm just telling you.
All right.
You
nothing know, wrong
and,
with that.
And I've run my time slots run out, but, you know, it's part of the deal. And speaking of time slots, we are going to stick to the plan, and I'm going to go into a break, so my producer Will be very happy. We're with William Jeans. I'm so excited to get to know you in a Mississippi Minute. Go to visitmississippi.org. We're going to talk about a lot of the great things in Mississippi together. And always, you're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I'm Steve Azar.
Mississippi loves high school football. And now you can stream tons of high school football games from across the Magnolia State each Friday night just by going to supertalk.fm/high school. That's supertalk.fm/high school. And of course, on Friday nights during the season, there's always a game on your local Supertalk radio station.
The season's on the line.
When it comes to high school football in Mississippi, nobody does it like we do. We are Supertalk Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hear the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
You're looking for somebody to fix your roof, right? Watkins Construction and Roofing. I know by personal experience and customer feedback, they are number one. New roof, roof repair, metal roofing, skylights, roof windows. My friends at Watkins Construction and Roofing will settle for nothing less than the most professional job in the industry. Again, it's that attention to detail that powers Watkins' continued growth. For a free estimate, call the Watkins team at 601-966-8233 or go to nomoreroofleak.com.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra. And it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
With all the disruption in all businesses lately, our clients at PeopleEase didn't miss a beat. Did you struggle to get the necessary records required for COVID relief programs such as PPP, ERTC, or FFCRA? Will you be ready next time? Our clients at PeopleEase are ready. Call PeopleEase today at 601-987-3025. That's 601-987-3025. Or visit our website, peoplelease.com.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem. The new degree of comfort.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner is brought to you in part by TrustCare, where you'll find a team of experienced, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. Visit TrustCareHealth.com to schedule an appointment today. TrustCare. Feel better, faster.
RJ's Outboard Sales and Service is your Central Mississippi boating headquarters. RJ's offers top-of-the-line brands like Skeeter, War Eagle, G3, Express, and Bennington pontoon boats, all powered by Yamaha Outboards. RJ's Outboard, 1208 Old Fannin Road in Brandon, the dealership that's service-built.
Rogue has been serving families in Jackson for over 5 decades. As we return to life, return to work, church, football, etc., let the Rogue get the men in your life ready for all occasions. We have the latest in game day gear for Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and USM. Last-minute needs for a party? We have 3 on-site tailors to take care of any last-minute needs. Complimentary alterations and gift wrap with every purchase. Our employees have over 150 years of experience at the Rogue, serving Mississippians.
Check, check, one, where's all my fire?
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar. That was 11 minutes and 3 seconds, and I'm going to thank my today's guest because he is as adventurous And interesting as he is, and as he's lived all over the map, traveled all over the map, done so many wonderful things, he's very good about keeping time. You are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org. I can't tell you enough. Check it out. Search the website, and you're going to go, oh, baby. All right, we're with William Jeans today. William, okay, so you come back home to the family business. You've been to Nassau. You've gotten a good tan. Everything's working out. You're back home. Take me to the mind of, and how does Car and Driver, I'm so interested in that because that was like Newsweek, Car and Driver. I'm thinking about all these cool magazines that were, sitting on when I was growing up.
One of the best peculiar career change stories you'll ever hear. A bunch of us here in Jackson, where I live now, had a Sports Car Club of America racing team. And I did not do the driving. A pal of ours who just died recently from Alabama drove the car. But we had a team that, fetched and carried and did. And it was my job to do publicity for the team. Now, this was in 1970, let's say, and we named the team Bolus and Snopes, and the name, to begin, from the get-go, it made people laugh. And we took a humorous approach to the whole thing, and at this time, nobody in auto racing had ever done that. The sports car racing crowd in particular were a little sniffy and... we call them tea sippers, and here we are, with our pit full of beer and just having a good time. We had a mule for a mascot, and the mule's name was Dick Johnson, and he disappeared on the way to our first race ever. And we have lost our ass was our
yeah,
motto.
That's so good.
But as it went on, we won the division championship in our class 2 years running, and we were serious on the track and not very serious off the track. In fact, really not very serious off the track. The material that I did, one of the famous auto writers, a good friend named Brock Yates, Brock laughed at it and thought it was funny, and he was a longtime columnist for Car and Driver. He sent it to the editor, a gentleman named Bob Brown, and Brown liked it, and they offered me a job, and I'm 34 years old.
Wait. They're offering you a job. Okay, explain. Okay, where's your publicity background, first of all? Because you're the publicist now of the group. I mean, what is it?
It'd be coming out of my head somewhere, Steve. I don't know where it came
You know what?
From,
you,
really.
You really are from Mississippi. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I do, and I love it.
Me
love
too.
Being
me
from
too.
Mississippi.
It's the greatest.
I wrote a column for the paper at Millsaps, none of this, I was by no means said, I think I shall set out to be a humorist, that didn't happen, it just came naturally, and all of a sudden, here I am, offered a staff job at Car and Driver at One Park Avenue in Manhattan. I mean, this was a dream come true, and off I went and stayed gone for about 35 years.
Wow! So you're bouncing around between Mississippi, the islands, and New York. Yeah, you're popping around younger until you're that mid 30 age, and so you spent 35 years at Car and Driver. When do you become the man running the show?
Well, no, it's more complicated than that.
I had a feeling.
I figured out that being a staff writer at a car magazine or any other magazine was not the road to riches and fame or even, necessarily a really nice apartment. I looked at advertising, and lo and behold, a former editor and publisher of Car and Driver, who was the creative director, the senior creative person at Chevrolet's ad agency, called me up one day And he said, I sure like your stuff. Why don't you come out to Detroit and let me teach you the advertising business?
Mm-hmm.
I said, why don't I come out this weekend and we'll talk about it? And we cut a deal. And I spent 2 years out there, at which point he went back to Car and Driver, where he had been, leaving me high and dry. I mean, he'd been my rabbi, as we called it, at the agency. And all of a sudden, I'm there all by myself without a protector and mentor, although the guys and women there were great. I mean, it was a good crowd, but you understand what I'm saying. You've been in positions like that, I'm sure. And lo and behold, an agency in New York has a big racing sponsorship, and I'm talking big time here, Formula One and NASCAR and what was then USAC.
Mm-hmm.
And they are looking for someone with advertising agency experience who knows the world of auto racing. I was one of, I think, two people in the United States who genuinely qualified for it. And the other guy wasn't interested, and I was. And then I'm all of a sudden vice president of a New York ad agency with an office on the 36th floor, I think. And, life is really good.
Right.
And it was fun.
All right, we're talking to William Jeans. I got to interrupt you because I have a few questions that I have to just touch on because you got me writing notes. And when I write notes, I got to go there. Okay, first of all, I feel like your buddy that brought you to Detroit, it was premeditated job swap. First of all, I just want you to know that. Second of all, because he went to Car and Drive. That's crazy. Second of all, were you sort of in that original, you know, like, let me play off the word Mad Men, the TV series. So when I saw all that, was that like pre-television commercials? Were you a part of all that crazy advertising world, or was it already going on?
Well, the world of Mad Men as portrayed on the TV series was from the late 50s and early 60s. And
well before you.
Yeah, there was a lot of sex and running around and drinking and all of that. And not really all that much had changed by the time I came along, but it wasn't anything like what's portrayed on Mad Men. We worked hard and we played hard, but we did more hard work than we did hard playing, I'll put it that way.
Well, hey, so where did you get your voice from besides your folks? I mean, you got a great voice, by the way.
Well, you are kind to say that. From the time I was in junior high school, I was interested in theater, and I participated in theater, and learned a little bit along the way. My first role on stage was the title role in Wilbur Mines the Baby. I was Wilbur, not the baby. And that was at Bailey Junior High School, and I did a little more at Central, and then at Millsaps they had they didn't really have a theater department, but they had a very serious director, a native Mississippian named Lance Goss, and he did Tennessee Williams, Shakespeare, on and on. A lot of it considered pretty advanced stage fare for Mississippi at the time. And I did more there, and I did shows with the Jackson Little Theater, and then later with New Stage. And I guess I have probably 30 or 35 stage credits.
Wow, that's awesome.
And a lot of that, they try to teach you to talk so people can understand you. And
Your voice is brilliant. I got to tell you, I just love listening to it. And there's a good chance that my team at Super Talk, I'm going to lose my gig after this show to you. Hey, so let's go. We're going to take a break. We're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org is what I'm about to celebrate right now. Part of the magic of Mississippi. Obviously, my guest today, William Jeans, knows all about that. You get to play DJ. We are the birthplace of it all. Would you like to hear Paul Overstreet or Dorothy Moore? Two good friends of mine. I say pretty good friends.
Well, I think prefer Dorothy.
Dorothy, I would like to be better friends with Dorothy. I'm good friends with Paul.
Well, that's sort of where I was heading there.
Yeah. I'm using the word good friends loosely, but I can tell you I've admired them for many years, and I've gotten to share the stage with them. We're going to listen to a little Dorothy Moore. William Jeans is my guest. I'm Steve Azar. Don't go anywhere. We're just going to get a little more crooked. We'll be right back.
Waterford and Ridgeland understands that during this pandemic, choosing the right retirement community is more important than ever. Not only do our residents enjoy exceptional services, but also the peace of mind that comes from knowing their health and safety are our number one priority. With safety in mind, our families are able to engage with loved ones during this pandemic, not disconnect. The Waterford offers spacious studios, one and two bedroom apartments. Come see why more people are making the safe step to retirement living at the Waterford today. Call us at 601-856-6131.
I wish there was a place where we could sample wines before we buy.
There is. Colony Bistro and Wine Bar just opened right next door to Colony Wine Market in Madison. They have 32 wines by the glass, wine flights, and the food is terrific.
Yes. Get your purse, sweetie.
Hey, this is Jimmy Primos at the Range in Gluckstadt. Hunting season is almost here, and to help you celebrate our favorite time of the year, we've just got in a huge selection of rifles and shotguns, as well as the ammo to go with them. Our gunsmithing department is offering fast turnaround on firearms that you meant to turn in long before now. The only problem I'm having is my wife, Jane. She got mad at me because I bought a new shotgun for dove season and hadn't said a word to me in 2 weeks. But, you know, the more I think about it, that's not such a bad thing after all.
Your window tint headquarters at Auto Trim Designs on Highway 80 in Pearl is now also your best source for the lasting protection of Expel paint protection film. Your car is too precious to fail to protect it from bugs, rocks, and road debris. For more info, go to autotrimdesigns.com.
Les England for Clark's Construction.
The kind of work that Jerry's done for me includes, you know, minor repairs like rotting wood, remodeling the master bath, putting new French doors on the back of the house. He understands what he's doing, and he usually points out, you know, why I've had problems and not only how to fix it, but how to fix it so the problem doesn't recur. I think Jerry's trustworthiness is beyond reproach.
Call 601-214-9463. Clark's Construction, a company you can trust.
This is Allison Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated, located in Gluckstadt, just south of Germantown High. Ready for fall? Calloway's has everything you need, from beautiful fall color plants, pumpkins, and wheat straw, to trees, shrubs, soils, and mulches. Calloway's has just received another huge shipment of ceramic pots, all sizes, all colors, all 40% off, no exclusions. Our farmer's market is full of fresh fruits, vegetables, local honey, jellies, and jams, and the best tomatoes in town. Calloway's has farm fresh produce 7 days a week. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture and the largest selection in the South. We offer bulk soils for do-it-yourself projects. Calloway's offers landscaping. Our designers Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle can design and install your landscape. Visit Calloway's in Gluckstadt on Cowsend Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Calloway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Calloway's is.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. Governor Tate Reeves criticized President Biden's border policies during a recent interview with Newsmax.
The new president comes in, and literally since that time, 1.3 million illegal immigrants have crossed the southern border. And this administration has basically done absolutely nothing about it.
On social media, Reeves said if President Biden was a cartel member, he'd be employee of the year. 601 new cases of COVID are being reported today, with 33 deaths. 17 deaths occurred between September 5th and October 7th. 16 identified through death certificate reports occurred between August 27th of 2020 and October 1st. There are 59 ongoing outbreaks in long-term care facilities. For the latest Mississippi news, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or online at supertalk.fm. I'm Kelly Bennett.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health understands that lasting recovery and healing begins at the roots of who we are. Transformation is deeply woven into the core of each individual through broad-reaching treatment options. As a result, we have gained a reputation as one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses, drawing in expertise and multiple whole-life treatment programs to effectively address the real complexities of life and addiction. Call 1-888-574-HOPE or visit pinegrovetreatment.com for more information. One place, many solutions.
Hey, this is Steven with Americans for Prosperity, Mississippi. Do you know how your legislators really voted on the issues that impact you and your family every day? Often, our elected officials campaign on defending your rights and liberties, yet they vote for special interest and irresponsible policies. See how your legislators voted at scorecardms.com to hold them accountable and encourage them to continue advancing the cause of liberty in Mississippi, paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I hope it's not too late. There's still so much to say to you. I keep running.
As we roll down a Mississippi Minute, I'm Steve Azar. I have got just an incredible, this is what I'm talking about. This is what Mississippi's all about. I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to my interview with William Jeans today. You are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org. Can I say it again? Visit Mississippi.org. Okay. So you've gone off into this advertising world. At some point, do you go back to a car and driver? What happens to your buddy? You know, what's going on here?
Well, I stayed in the ad business about 10 years, and my last job was the chief account guy on the Ford division account. I went back to Detroit, and it was a heavy-duty job. I was not really cut out for it. I was recommended by some friends, and I got there, and all I did was go to meetings. And I honest to goodness, just hated it. I mean, it was a great agency, a great client, the whole thing, and I had to get out. I might have been burned out to a degree at the time. I said, you know what I'm going to do, what I've done in the past 15 or 20 years that I really like is writing. And I went back, and I just became a freelance writer. And I was able to sell things to car publications, of course, because I had some ability and experience in that direction. But one of the unknown ways of making a living as a writer is sales promotion literature. Now, that doesn't sound very glamorous, and guess what? It's not. But you could write a 30-minute training film script on a new model coming out, and you made $7,000 or $8,000. Yeah. And if it took you more than 4 hours to do it, there was something wrong with your knowledge and ability. So it was a great time. And then I got a phone call, and the guy said, it's the publisher of Car and Driver. He said, we're going to make a change. Would you like to, be editor-in-chief of Car and Driver? And I said, well, of course I would, but I don't think you can afford me. And he said, why don't you let us worry about that?
Nice. That's nice.
Which is just, one of the nicest phrases anybody can ever say to you.
Yeah.
And this was in, 1987, I guess.
That's my kind of bargaining table right there.
Hey,
on your side.
You and me, Coach. And that, I went back. There was a lot of talent at the magazine. It just kind of hadn't been used as well as it might have been, and we became the largest automotive publication in the world at the time.
Sure, yeah. I mean, come on.
And life was good. And then I later became publisher. The difference between editor and publisher, the editor gets to spin the revenue stream and the publisher has to generate it.
Right.
Being the editor is a whole lot more fun. Being a publisher pays a whole lot more money.
Yeah, well that it's amazing sort of this whole, you know, you grow up dealing with engines and it's almost like that your path is sort of like it's a little bit crazy, odd, but there's a consistent line, I feel like, this sort of you sort of just kind of right, especially your love of travel, your love of competing. And speaking of competing, okay, a couple things like this is important to me. Cannonball Run. I mean, tell me about that, because a movie to me.
Well, it was the movie. We weren't in the movie, but we took, there were four or five of us.
Right.
And we drove a 27-foot Travco. Now, we weren't about to win overall. We were probably 10 hours behind the actual winner. The record at that time was about 35 hours, give or take. But 41 hours in a Travco, 27-footer, I mean, you hadn't lived until you've driven one of those things 105 miles an hour going downhill. It's like a strafing run in the Goodyear blimp. I mean, it's truly terrifying, and it was a dumb thing to do. And I wasn't even the fastest driver. We got another guy got to 107.
Oh wow! I'm glad you weren't my bus driver growing up. You know, in the 40 foot. Or 40, whatever foot it was, I'd have been in the very back. I remember one time, I had one driver, though, I do think that was questionable. I woke up, I used to sleep with my feet toward the driver, so I had my whole area locked up in the very back of the bus, right? So,
right.
And my own little quarters. I woke up with my face pancaked. It stood me straight up. Can you imagine? Hit the brake so hard, it stood me straight up and slung me. And that's how I woke up. And I had a busted nose, and I said, this is unbelievable.
You know there's something more than a stoplight that's going to be part of the
gosh. Explanation.
Oh. there are some people, who must go.
I'll never forget his name, Fred, and I don't remember his last name. I can promise you that. All right, so we're doing that. Okay, let's talk food. For a minute, I'm jumping around a little bit because you got me hungry. You know, what about the chili? Now, see, I have a chili that has a lot of different beans and a lot of different meats. It's very spicy and all that. But yours, mine's only been served at my house and forced on to people. Yours has been in Le Mans restaurant in France. So tell me how that happens.
Well, we went over. This was during my freelance years between advertising and Car and Driver. A friend of mine named Bill Broderick, who was the hat man at NASCAR, if you remember, had a big red beard, and he was the guy who put the hats on the winners in the winner's circle. Anyway, Bill and I are hired on by a racing team just to do their general publicity and carrying on. It was all of their organization was from Dallas, and none of them had been to France. And we were old-timers at that, which is another set of stories. So we go, and I had the idea because Carol Shelby was a friend of mine, and Carol had a sideline business that sold chili. I got him to send me some chili powder and used a couple of his recipes and a little bit of my own stuff, and we cooked at the track at the big Le Mans track. We cooked chili and fed every journalist within 100 miles, and we had some left over. And the hotel where we were staying was run by a truly genial drunk. And he would sometimes get too drunk to cook. and we came back, and I don't know how we, what the chili was doing at the hotel, but there it was. It was in a big commercial pot. And he says, "What's that?" And I said, "That's chili." And he tasted it. He said, "This is really good." Because remember, he drank a lot, so his opinion is clouded. But he put a big sign out that said Ragu Mexican out front, and actually sold
your chili that night at this restaurant.
Yeah.
In France.
One of the tragedies when we got blown away in Hurricane Katrina was photographs of that sign and me in France and lost forever. But, that happens.
Let's talk Pickletown, your book.
Well, The Road to Pickletown.
The Road to Pickletown, right.
It makes me laugh every time I hear the title. Is a collection of my columns that I've written over the past 10 years, I guess now, for the North Side Sun here in Jackson. And it includes some stuff that I did for Sports Illustrated and Playboy and Car and Driver. And it is heavily slanted toward Mississippi simply because that's what I was writing about for the Sun. But it's got some broad applications, and it treats everything from wokeness to a good crab boil. It is nothing if not eclectic, and has gotten nice notices, and it hadn't sold a whole lot because you just don't sell a whole lot of books unless you're in big trouble with the Senate or something. And it was great fun to put together, and it's been rewarding to see The Road to Pickletown on this or that list here.
Wow, The Road to Pickletown. Amazon, anywhere you can get it?
Amazon, the Square in Oxford, Lemuria in Jackson, but Amazon and Barnes & Noble have it in their system.
Awesome, awesome. Well, everybody check that out. William Jeans, you're in a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. Go to visit Mississippi.org to find out what you're going to do this weekend. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studio. Don't go anywhere. Folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM, is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking needs. For more information, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, sunny conditions for your finally Friday, high near 89. Tonight, clear skies, low around 65. Your Saturday brings sunny conditions, high near 90 degrees. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, low around 66. Your Sunday, sunny conditions, high near 89. And for your Monday, mostly sunny, high near 87. This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
Ever feel like making an appointment with your doctor takes a lot of time, only to feel rushed through the actual appointment? Avoid the hassle at Capital Ortho, where our board-certified, fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are waiting to treat you immediately. With one-on-one professional and personal patient care, both you and your time matter to the staff at Capital Ortho. To schedule your same-day appointment, call 601-987-8200 or visit capitalortho.com.
If your vehicle is ever damaged in a collision, please listen carefully. At Clinton Body Shop, we are OEM factory certified with more than 20 national and international manufacturers. In fact, we are Central Mississippi's only Volvo certified auto body repair shop, and we are the first BMW certified independent repair facility in the southern region. And our Richland location is Mississippi's only Subaru certified repair facility. Look, if some of the most prestigious automakers in the world certify Clinton Body Shop, shouldn't you choose them for your repair? Clinton Body Shop in Clinton and Richland. Certified by the company that made your car to repair your car with OEM factory parts. Go to ClintonBodyShop.com. It's about your family's safety and your car's value. That's ClintonBodyShop.com.
Research shows moving is one of life's most stressful events. But thanks to Two Men in a Truck Ridgeland, it doesn't have to be. We have everything you need. A professional team who will customize your move, a schedule to fit your convenience Monday through Saturday, and all of the necessary moving supplies, including free padding and stretch wrap to protect your belongings. Don't stress. Let Two Men in a Truck handle your home or business moving needs. Visit twomeninatruck.com for a free, no-obligation estimate.
Physical Therapy and Balance, spelled F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, wants to help you fight the fall. They are offering a free over-the-phone fall assessment screening. Now through the end of October, the assessment will be able to determine your potential fall risk. Physical of Jackson understands the importance of good balance for independent living and want you to be able to love your life. Call Physical of Jackson at 601-487-2260 today for your free over-the-phone fall assessment screening.
The Mississippi Office of Homeland Security wants to remind you that public safety is everyone's responsibility. To help Mississippians take part in securing their communities, our office has created a C-Send app for smartphones that can send suspicious activity tips straight to the Mississippi Fusion Center. Download it for free from your app store today by searching C-Send. You can also report suspicious activity by phone to 888-4-SAFE-MS or 601-933-7200. Online reporting available at homelandsecurity.ms.gov.
What's my core value? Equity.
Compassion.
Determination.
At AmeriCorps, my commitment to equity gives every student a strong start.
My compassion brings food and friendship to neighbors in need.
My determination protects parks in my community. Every day, AmeriCorps members and volunteers live their values to make communities stronger. What's at your core? Learn more at AmeriCorps.gov.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm in a hurry, one hell of a hurry, 'cause I knows you're there waiting to see me.
You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org. I can't tell you enough. Check it out. All right, we're with William Jeans today. William, okay, so, you know, just sort of everything that you've done in your life, and you look back and the travel, as you look in the rearview mirror, as I love to call it, you know, I mean, does something stick out, like maybe a really important turn that was right, and then one that you'd like to take back and maybe turn and go the other way?
Well, the turning point was, of course, getting a job at Car and Driver to begin with. I mean, that put me on the road and kind of got me into the pipeline. And if I had a secret formula, it was that I really was not afraid to take a chance and try anything. Somebody said, well, we've got this job, and, you know, everybody hates it and whatever, do you want to do it? I said, yeah, I'll give it a try. So the attitude helped, but that first move to live in Manhattan and work for Car and Driver was that was the real turning point. Everything progressed from there.
Pretty exciting, and right? Just I can imagine how excited, you know.
It was, and yeah. I mean, like I say, I'm a grown up at this point. And an ex-naval officer and all of that, and it was still, I was, you know, like a little kid.
Wow.
And then having the opportunity to segue into what I refer to as a grown-up business, although it's only by comparison to the car magazine business. Advertising was, you know, it was very good to me, and I liked it, and I still have friends from that world that I talk to. And
well, it sounds like you were really good for the advertising industry as well. I think that that was a mutual love affair and life affair, and I love that. Now I'm gonna throw you off your game a little bit. Because okay. We have only so much time, you know how we are in Mississippi.
I understand.
What is this Orient Express thing? You're in a Bentley, and did you get to keep the Bentley turbo? That's more important.
No. It had to stay in Europe when we all came back.
I'd have figured a way.
But it was when I first went back to Car and Driver as the boss, and I said, I would like to do something that really is in the spirit of Car and Driver and something that nobody's done. There were famous old stories about people racing the blue train from Paris to the Riviera back in the 20s and 30s and all of that. And I said, well, why don't we race the Orient Express from Venice, where it started at that time, and to Paris. And I had a good friend who was a production manager for movies, and he arranged for us to be able to drive it right on the platform, I think at the Gare de Lyon. And it just made for some great, photography and all that. Now, all that having said, the Orient Express maybe reaches a top speed of 48 miles an hour. So it was no real trick to beat the thing. And we stopped in Liechtenstein simply because I had never been to Liechtenstein and I wanted to go. And we had about a three-hour dinner and got back in the car and off we went and drove the rest of the night and were waiting for the train with our car on the platform when it rolled into Paris the next morning.
Liechtenstein. So where is that located?
It is. It's hard to find. It borders Switzerland and Germany, and narrowly misses bordering Italy, if that kind of presents itself.
Yeah,
it's so small that it doesn't appear on most maps.
My wife is half her bloodline is half German, half Swiss. So
she would have loved Liechtenstein.
Yeah. William, what a great guest you've been today. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. Part of your, part of your day in Mississippi with another Mississippi guy down in the Delta in a Mississippi Minute. Folks, man, this has been so much fun for me. Just a whole lot of fun.
Well, it's been my pleasure. I'm a fan of your show, and
I love
it's exciting
it.
For me to be on it.
Well, that matters to me right there. I can't tell you how much that means to me. And when I'm at the grocery store, I'm in an elevator somewhere, somebody goes, oh, we love your show, and it's never about my music anymore. So that's a little painful for me to take, but I'll take it wherever I can get it. Now, it means the world to me, and somebody like you with your extensive, incredible background, such wonderful history you've made and lived, and you're back home, and so you get what I feel when I move back home and why it matters. And I love celebrating all of this stuff together in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. William Jeans, everybody. William, thank you so much. Go to visitmississippi.org, folks. Don't forget, I'm Steve Azar. William, you're the best.
Thank you.
Later on.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Hey folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM, is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking needs. For more information, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.